You're listening to the Next Round Podcast with James T. Kaiser, the gaming beast and critical failure.
Hello, welcome. This is the Gaming Beast, and I welcome you to the second episode of the Next Round Podcast, which I'm now generating the name for. And it is Def Jam Kitchen on the Road. Yes, Def Jam Kitchen on the Road. We generate once, no pullbacks, you know, can't pull back.
First name is what we're
stuck
with.
We can't pull out, we wouldn't be men otherwise.
Kaiser's playing with his golden balls, and what are you up to, CF?
I am relaxing, it's been a long day with the family. I'm going to install StarCraft tonight and play it for the very first time, provided that it works.
Oh, nice.
I've always wanted to get the original StarCraft, especially the big giant box edition that comes with the expansion packs plus a strategy guide.
I have all of those things, but not in a big box. I bought them separately.
I've only played one StarCraft for an extended period. Was my friend who used to be in Hungary. He used to be one of the top 10 StarCraft players. Not anymore, but he used to be.
And he borrowed me. I feel bad for you, dude, because extended periods are the worst things to live through. Oh, okay, carry on. Misinterpreted.
I've heard it's much worse if it all comes at once and it's really heavy.
There you go. And I played it.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry.
I played with the Terrans. You know how you have to.
She blows.
I don't know. I've never played the game before.
So, you don't know, yeah. And then no. I got stuck on a mission. But other news that is really exciting. They have released apparently an HD version of it's both of the Dungeons & Dragons arcade games.
I saw that.
Dungeons & Dragons Chronicles of Mystara, HD graphics with 4-player drop-in and out co-op. Now that is exciting.
Is that what you were talking about before?
Yeah, because me and Kaiser, we tried to record a Let's Play of this game. Over MAME and Caliera, and we could play, but it was super laggy. And
when we actually finally make if we ever all get this game, and we all make another Let's Play of it, we all gotta say our battle cry: running battle.
Well, yeah. that game in Caliera is a lot like playing Majesty in Game Ranger. It does work sometimes, but not very well, and certainly not long enough to play an entire playthrough on camera.
It always crashes eventually, mm-hmm. All of the MAME games. The only time I had any success playing MAME was when you and me, we played the King of Fighters games. So I'm really excited for Steam adding this on their library, because they have also another Mortal Kombat trilogy, is another game. Although, I must say, this Chronicles of Mystara game pack is 14 euros or 14 bucks, which is pretty steep, I think.
I'm trying to see what it costs.
It does have achievements, though. So,
oh, it's anyway, coming soon.
Time
it's
for
not
a
out yet.
Update. My bowl is on fire. My bowls are on fire, ladies and gentlemen. My bowls are on fire.
I can see that in my recent friends' recent purchases. A bunch of pinball tables from you.
It's a good game, man. It's like, I have it for the PSP, and when you told me about the PC version, it's like, holy crap, I need to get this for the
that
boys.
Just came
like,
out, man.
It's nice playing.
For
like,
a PC?
It's nice playing it on a handheld, especially a touchscreen, like, because you can just touch the screen for the bumpers. It like feels really smooth, but
you like the touchscreen on the bumpers?
I always earn to play it on a much bigger, like, I always earn to play this on a much bigger screen so I can record it. Because the Vita, if it was able to plug into the TV, I would have done it that way, but since it's the PC version, it's like a perfect screen size for me, actually. It's like right in my face. Okay, bowls and pinballs and right in the face does not mix, but
well, what tables did you get specifically? I can see here, but I'd rather you tell me.
Well, the version that I got came with a free table, like, of all things. It was like some sorcerer hunter or something. But the tables that I bought were the ones that I already own on PSP, because they're really damn good ones. I got Fantastic Four, which is just amazing. You can have up to 4 bowls in that game.
I like Doctor Doom zapping. In the screenshot, you see Doctor Doom zapping the thing. Like the little statues on the table. That looks pretty badass.
Yeah, and I also got Paranormal, which just recently came out. Well, got released for the PC version. That's like, you know those pinball tables that are like played on multiple layers? Like Black Hole?
Okay. I don't really, but...
It's like one of those. It's like there's three different layers. It's like, you got one layer which is like a field full of monsters and whatnot, and the other layer is a haunted house where you have to capture ghosts, and the third layer is sort of like a digital pinball thing where you have to chase after an alligator in the sewers.
Oh, I see. This table is extremely ramp-heavy. Like, extremely ramp-heavy. You have your ramps that go to little sub-areas, and then over those you have a set of metal ramps that supersede everything.
Mm. It is a very ramp-heavy one, but it's also incredibly fun as well.
I like the table. The table for paranormal is in an office. You see, like, there's a file cabinet to the left and a Ouija board on a desk to the right.
Yep. There's a lot of charm in it, especially the like little voice thing. They always talk like this, eh? And that was a terrible impersonation, but they always talk like
they do the James Cagney voice.
Yeah. Paranormal.
Well, you gotta play some pinball, see? Press enter to pull the battle back, see?
And another thing, well, the third table I bought is actually one of the weaker ones I played. I just got it because it's like, I might as well get it because, tongue tied. I might as well get it if it's part of a group. You know, like one of those kind of deals, like, might as well get it since I'm getting these.
You went and in that with is a Civil War. List.
Yeah, that is Civil War. It's the reason what stops it from being a great table is the fact that it's so story-driven that it sort of gets in the way of everything.
Really?
Yep. The whole goal is to get points so you can recruit superheroes so you can battle against Iron Man or Captain America, depending on who you choose. And when you lose all your allies, this is what happened to me. Like, when I lost all my allies, I automatically got a game over, even though I still had, like, a few bowls left. Like, that's a bit bullshit. That's like getting a timeout.
Based on the screenshots, it doesn't look nearly as, like, it's just the layout of the bumpers and ramps and stuff. It doesn't look nearly as creative as the other two you bought. But you can't tell so much from screenshots.
There's one cool thing about it. It's like, when you start up the game, it's like gives you an option. If you hit the bumpers, it automatically gives you a multi-bowl.
What?
And the way you do with these multi-bowls is you rack up amount of points. And for each point you get, like, if you get new high scores, like, for example, if you get this thing and get, like, 1 million points, every time you start off your game, you automatically get a 1 million point booster to your score straight away.
Boosted. By the way, change of plans.
Multi-ball.
Apparently, my copy of StarCraft is in the room with my wife where she's sleeping. And I actually have the expansion out here, so look like I'll be playing Warcraft 2 instead.
I
can just picture Critical Fire trying to sneak around like dun 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 dun
dun dun dun. And then my wife would wake up and say, "Why are you sneaking? You're a grown man." And then I would feel even stupider, which happens very often.
Wife student.
Just go get your game. Get the hell out of here.
Leave me alone. I've got a headache. Does your wife ever say every time you grab a Dungeons and Dragons expansion book, you grab a book and she goes, "I'm not in the mood for role playing tonight, babe"?
I see what you did there.
I think you wish you would that she would say that.
Wishy washy.
Wish, please enter the
name. Wishy washy, that's. Wishy washy!
Yeah. Alright, please enter the name of the 16 digit CD key. Ah, jeez. Oh, that reminds me. Whose turn is it in Civ 2?
Fuck. I don't know.
Are we waiting on you again?
I honestly don't know. Like, I've sent in my... Wait, I gotta check that.
I don't know for sure. Oh, time for
I forgot about that. I'm playing the Civil War table right now, and there's, like, invisible ramps all over the place. Like, they only pop up when you hit them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Whoa.
That reminds me of the Enigma table from Epic Pinball.
Yeah. How funny is that? My standard starting off score is 1337.
Really?
Yep.
Is that high?
What a classic number. 1337? Classic. 1337.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Alright, Warcraft 2 is now installing. I'm a little more interested in StarCraft, but I haven't played Warcraft 2 in a very long time. So this,
have you ever played, cool. Have you ever played the parody game of it called Warcraft?
Is that a real thing, or just make that up?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
So I should play, if you have an active connection.
Although
to the
it's
internet.
More based on, it's more based on World of Warcraft. It's just called World of Warcraft.
Nice. All right. Now I'm gonna see if this actually works.
I'm gonna check if it's my turn.
Part of me thinks that I'm gonna get like a message that like it just doesn't work or something. Sometimes with these old games, on occasion. You get a message that says not compatible with this edition of Windows or something.
Actually, that happens
like that.
Quite often.
If it's a
Windows-based game, you know, those are the hardest. That's why I'm happy for GOG. You know, because if you could,
I've had that problem with Sonic CD from back in the day.
I had that problem with Pinball Builder. Because you've been talking about pinball a lot.
He's a pinball builder with stars in his eyes.
I did have a Sonic CD, I remember, and my younger cousin was to visit, and we were living in Germany at the time, and he wanted to play that constantly. Back in the day, it was a big deal because there wasn't really any kind of emulation or anything, so that was kind of that was the only Sonic game I actually owned.
Welcome.
0 out of 10 would not borrow games from you.
Well, here is Jerry terrifying with his entrance.
Just shitting it up already.
We were expecting
Jerry. How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Hello, Mr. Jolly Gamer.
We were supposed to start the recording once you come in and do your entrance, but
he comes too late.
You came too late, bro.
Alright, let's see here.
Oh, man.
So Warcraft 2 is confirmed for working, which is awesome, because that was a thrift store purchase.
Cool.
I don't think I'm actually going to play that right now. Yeah, I got a bunch of PC games from the thrift store recently, but some of the older games, I brought them home, I was like, shit, are they going to work?
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of a gamble.
Well, I mean, you should be able to emulate, like, Windows 95 or whatever. Like, I'm sure you could, like, emulate something, figure something out.
I'm sure there have been a couple of instances where I haven't been able to make it work. Not to say that there is no way, but whatever
more
it is,
effort than you care about going through.
Yeah, more trouble than I care about.
Video games are supposed to be a fun activity, not a laborious activity.
Yeah, really.
Hey guys, I just saw a parody of like a PlayStation 4 marketing poster not long ago. It was making fun of the Xbox 360, and the poster said the only red ring you'll ever see on the PlayStation is the circle button.
I do enjoy my PlayStation 3.
It's a pretty neat system.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, Gary, I'm talking. No, I'm not. Someone else can talk now.
Jerry, have you played the Dust 514? On PS3.
Have I done what to who?
The free game.
Hell no,
on the PS3.
I don't play any
that's
of that
like an
free-to-play
FPS.
Garbage.
Ah, fuck you.
I had to tell you this, but Dust 114...
Or, to be fair, what I played it
Dust
was good.
Dust 114 sounds like a crappy rapper to me.
It was it's an FPS that's supposed to be like have some connection to EVE Online somehow.
I believe I know what you're talking about. Like, the wars that you fight in that game affect the community in EVE or some shit.
Yeah, it's really complicated. More so than I can understand.
I played EVE Online, and it's the fucking... Just fucking playing that game is fucking complicated, but it does look nice if you have a computer that can run it.
Yeah, for me, as far as the EVE tie-in goes, you play the game, you shoot the things, you know, I could care less how it affects other people.
I only tried to play... I couldn't even get past the tutorial, so that should tell you with EVE Online. I really wanted to get into it, but... Oh, well.
I'm having similar issues with Dota 2 right now.
Hey, Jerry, get Champions Online, you fudgebur.
No.
Champions Online is a video game. You know Jerry doesn't like
that. All I do is read about and complain about video games anymore. I don't play that shit. Like, I want that garbage shitting up my hard drive. Fuck you, Kaiser.
Yeah, because it's too ironic.
Oh,
though.
Good.
Being it's like PC you're really posting games on V.
Oh, fuck.
I was playing Yakuza the other day. I'm running down the street, and some guys, like, run up on me. And I beat them up. Then their boss man comes out and is like, I'm impressed. Come party in my private club. And then there's a bunch of diaper fetish dudes. And then they're like... And then Kiryu's like, I'm not into this. And they're like, what? You're turning down my hospitality. And then I had to beat up a bunch of diaper dudes. It's a good video.
Just like
game.
Real life.
That sounds like a accurate simulation of Japan. I'm kidding.
It's really funny watching a bunch of gangsters rolling around in diapers.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Bitch.
yeah, snickety slice.
You saw my binky, bitch. There we go, there's Will Smith if he was the fresh diaper of Bel Air.
What the fuck? It's noodle time. That's right. Noodle time.
So, Jerry, how's that new computer PC building getting along?
I've got the fund. I just don't know shit about building computers, so it's
like Lego pieces. You just stack them on top of each other and hope it.
Yeah, physically putting them together, I got that. But buying parts that go good together, that's where I'm hung up.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. What I would recommend you is probably go to a website where you can just choose them out on a kind of a list.
I'm just gonna keep putting it off till someone fucking does it for me.
Jerry.
My killer tip
is
use the internet for information.
You sleep with someone that knows how to build computers. Then you take advantage of the situation by saying, hey, since I gave you my spermies and all, can you build me a computer?
Since I gave you my spermies and all? I think I'm going to say that to a lovely young lady I've been talking to recently. See if she'll give me a cake, since I gave her my spermies and all. Jesus Christ, Kaiser, what's your malfunction?
That's gonna be named on this podcast. Spammies and all.
It's already named. It's too late. Although I am considering.
Yeah.
Since I gave you my spammies and all.
If you're just somehow tuning into the show, I don't know why you wouldn't be listening from the beginning, since you're listening to a podcast and all. Tonight we've been talking about playing with bowls and spermies and all. And noodles.
Nice.
So it's basically been every conversation anyone's ever had with Kaiser.
Well,
then noodle time.
So I got a copy of Warcraft 3, but I don't want to install it because I don't know if that game was actually two discs. You guys wouldn't happen to have that information,
Warcraft 3,
that game wasn't like Command & Conquer where there was a GDI disc and a nod disc, was there?
I'm not sure. Warcraft 3, I actually played that the most from all the Warcraft games. And I think
Think back to when you installed it. Was it one disc or was it two?
I think it was one disc. I think it was one. So. Gotcha. Oh, okay. Now I know because there was.
I thought it was two discs. Honestly.
No. There was alternate. There might have been two discs, but I remember that there was alternate box cover art. One with Arthas. One with the orc guy that you play when you play with the orcs. Then one with the shadow elves, and one with the infernals or something, whatever.
Oh wait, this is Warcraft 3: Reign of Chaos. Is that an expansion?
Yeah. So yeah.
I think it might be. Fuck.
Yeah, just pirate the main game, dipshit.
Scratch dun, that dun, one. Dun. It was at a thrift store. So I got it.
Yeah, just pirate the main shit so that you can use the expansion.
That might be what it comes down to.
Or maybe it's on Steam for like however, whatever's cheap.
Well, that's the thing, because it's a Blizzard game, and Blizzard's been pretty tight-fisted about their digital distribution, especially their old games.
Computer game shit, Jesus.
I don't care about my video games.
Did you check your specs? Fuck out of here, you fucking nerd.
Don't know if I can run this almost 10-year-old game.
All I know is my PlayStation plays all my PlayStation games. That's how dummies do it.
What have you been using your PlayStation for lately?
Well, mostly PlayStation games. Okay. See where I'm heading with this.
Gotcha on that one.
You mean you don't use it to watch Blu-rays?
No, just play video games.
Blasphemy. Nobody plays video games on their video games consoles anymore. We all live in an ironic generation.
Did you, like, just discover hipsters? That's the second time I've heard ironic.
Moronic.
He got in an argument with a hipster just before he got on the air. He's all steamed up about it.
I'm gonna stop making hipster jokes. My hipster jokes are terrible.
You haven't even mentioned Pabst Blue Ribbon one time.
That's true.
is that a hipster
There's
thing?
There's this bar downtown called Blind Bob's, and it's like this huge hipster joint. Everybody has a hilarious beard and like ridiculous ear gauges and shit. Millions of Pabst Blue Ribbon signs. Everybody's drinking their fucking PBR. It's like the hipster drink of choice.
Didn't know that.
I used to drink it because it was cheap. College.
That's supposed to be the beer where like one beer is really three beers, right? I used to work for an old drunk plumber that drank nothing but that stuff.
It's a sake beer.
That sounds like a good idea for a Mario game.
Sake beer.
Mario had the ability to run and jump. This guy could barely had a hard time getting out of the truck and making it to the job site. My whole job for him, for the most part, was just carry his tools.
Really now?
He was such a
interesting.
Lazy.
Yep. So it's one of those kinds of jobs.
I handled that big wrench.
Is there any other way that he paid you?
Mostly in cum shots.
Is
your microphone in a toilet bowl, Kaiser?
Whenever anyone drives past,
would it be surprising if I said
picks,
it was?
It picks it up.
No.
I can tell you, I for one would not be surprised even a little bit.
Why? Do you hear these noises?
So is there anything else that's got your attention, Dorabka, apart from the new D&D game that's coming out, D&D arcade games?
What else? I don't know. I mean, I had a good time when we played some Champions. There isn't another game that I'm really that excited about coming out, to be honest.
Who sounds like they're in a toilet bowl right now?
I've got push you. To talk. I know it's not me.
I've got voice activated, so it only sounds when there's actual noise.
So there's two people in this conversation that are reporting from the toilet.
No, just you.
That's definitely you.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Sounds like your neighbors are doing it, too.
That's probably my... Do you hear banging noises?
Oh, there's something that's exciting.
That's,
I did builders.
Play for... Yeah, builders. Builders, yeah.
Mm.
Shut up.
Are they building?
Yeah, they're building.
I played through Hotline Miami, and I'm doing a second playthrough. Shut the fuck up, Kaiser. So I played through Hotline Miami, and I'm playing it through again to gain all the letters, because I didn't know about the letters until actually Kaiser told me about it, which is funny, but...
So how far
along
are you?
I found out you don't really need the L mask to find them all.
You don't really need them, actually, but the owl mask, but I think it does help. But I'm at the level with the where you go to the second stage and then the cops come, and it's the type of cops that the SWAT guys you can't kill. And the freaking letter is right next to the door when the cops come out, which makes it really hard.
I've got that one. It took me a few tries, but I got it. You have to do that level really quickly.
I'm gonna do it probably with Tony, with the Tony mask, you know, the tiger mask.
Just slash and dash.
Pretty good.
Are they coming buckets? Because it sounds like it.
he's enjoying that noodle.
Yep. Yeah, so Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
So have any of you guys seen the trailer for Hotline Miami 2 yet?
There's nothing too much. I mean, it's just going to be pretty much the same engine, but still, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they made an Assassin's Creed game in that style.
I'm not so sure, but I guess it could work.
Shut up. I'm right.
It wouldn't.
Shut the fuck up.
Think about it. Wouldn't it be just another, like... predatory stealth game?
Isn't exactly like Hotline Miami like an overhead 2D game? I literally know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Hotline Miami.
Yeah, I think you would enjoy
Hotline Miami. Shut up, I'm describing
Someone
it
said
I'm
it's like fucking the movie Drive, which I thought was the most unforgivable piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Gary? Shut up, who's chewing? Shut up, stop chewing.
You
shut up.
Okay, shut up. Stand by.
Shut up.
And muted.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Please continue.
Ah!
All right, unmuted.
As I was saying, Jerry, the game Hotline Miami is like, do you remember the old Grand Theft Auto games that went overhead?
Never played them, but I've seen them like once or twice.
It's like that. What,
those are all like on the
like
street
Manhunt.
With cars. There's no.
It's like if Manhunt was a overhead 2D game like Grand Theft Auto.
Kind of.
I think it plays nothing like this, but I think it looks a lot like the old Mission Impossible game on the NES.
Actually, specifically
the character sprite, I think, is
that,
almost identical.
That specific style of like where it's like top down. Like, exactly top down has been used multiple times because it's easier to animate in that way.
And that I didn't know your microphone could actually fit completely inside your asshole, Alex.
Why is Jerry breaking up? Jerry, stop breaking up.
Well, you see, it's a headset, so it has that hook. So what you do is you grab the other earphone and you spin it around.
It's a pretty good headset, and it can pick up your voice through your asshole.
Yep. I have a very special way of talking that makes
it
work.
Is it like your headset goes through your ass into the entire...
Well, you've heard the phrase, get your head out
it
of your ass.
It goes through your entire digestive system that comes out of your mouth and then to your mouth again.
He must be a lawyer.
That's why I can never get a word
lawyers
in.
Lawyers have that ability.
Apparently. Didn't you want to be a lawyer at one point, guys?
Yes, I did. And here's the creepy thing. Every time when I was studying to be a lawyer, the sound of ambulances was very refreshing to me.
Really?
I just wanted to chase him for some reason.
So
I see what you did.
Okay.
So I'm curious. Do you like? So you studied a little bit, right? Do you like remember anything from that you studied? Does that mean you have more knowledge of the like Australian law than
not
the average
really.
Joe?
That's pretty much all drowned out. The only thing I know is
so
if you break the law, you get in trouble.
I want to be a lawyer, and then that was it. Hey, that's where I am with my career choice. I've said it. I've said it out loud a bunch of times. You, baby steps, dude.
There you go.
I remember one time you said you wanted to be a firefighter.
I doubt that. That does not sound like me at all.
Yeah, I doubt that too, because I made that up just then.
Jerry would, I think, would be the kind of firefighter from Fahrenheit
451. I want to be a mortician.
Wow, literary reference that you got there.
Yeah, props. A fireman, not, see what the, yeah, that's what they called him, right?
Yeah.
Like, not a firefighter. Right. It was like fireman or some shit.
Yeah.
Jerry, man, I read Ray Bradbury, fuck you.
Oh, that's right. With like the didn't there was like a bunch of incest or something.
Yeah,
in
that's
book.
Robert Heinlein. That's Robert Heinlein. Robert Heinlein's my favorite author, but half his books are just fucking smut.
I didn't even know that. All I know about Heinlein is that he wrote Starship Troopers.
Read Stranger in a Strange
Land. Have you read
it? That's basically the how-to be a hippie and have a sex commune.
Okay.
And he's such a hardcore for the country military guy. So like, you also have to read Starship Troopers because that's very pro citizenship. You have to earn your citizenship by serving in the military, and they're very contradicting. And I kind of feel the same way about things as he does. You know,
it's definitely a book that I want to read. Like, it's one of the basic sci-fi books you really need to read. As a fan.
Basic my dick.
Required reading.
Robert Heinlein's the shit.
No.
Starship Troopers is one of the more basic, straight to the point shits. There's like no crazy boning in it.
Well, it could have been, you know. In the movie, you know, there was these aliens with detachable.
No, the movie's just we wanted to make a movie about space bugs. What can we license?
They basically wanted to make the Doom movie just without the Doom license. And
the only thing that has any semblance to the book is that the main character's name's Rico and he's from Buenos Aires. That's it.
Hey, Zen Pinball update, guys. I'm playing with two blue balls.
Nice. Which table?
Sorcerer.
Civil War.
Kaiser is a blue ball sorcerer.
I know that reference. Shut up.
I don't know what reference you're talking about. I just
Dungeons
made that up.
Dungeons & Dragon game. Blue Mage.
What?
What? I think you remember I was a Blue
Mage. I get
it
too.
No one knows what you're talking about.
It's so good. No one. Good joke, Sean. Anyway. Let's dwell on it some more.
Let's make it extra awkward. Oh, yeah.
So there's a super moon yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, that's like when the moon's, like, it's full, but it's also really close to Earth, so it's, like, 2% bigger and looks extra bright.
Does it also have a small dick?
No.
Wait. Is that just a one-night thing? Because I was out tonight and it was really
it's
huge.
Starting to stop be a supermoon. Yesterday it was supermoon. Also, you may have just seen it when it was close to the horizon. When the moon's near shit, it looks bigger. It's an optical illusion. Yep.
Really?
So if you go out and you look at the moon when it's first coming up over the horizon, it looks huge. But when you look at it, like in the middle of the sky, it looks way less huge. But if you, like, measure it, it's the exact same size. It's just an optical illusion. So you may have just seen it.
That's what he
at
said.
The right time.
Word.
But
shut
yesterday,
up, no, I don't want
to
hear
the moon
about
was closer
moon.
To the Earth in its orbit when it was coincidentally a full moon. So that's why it looks extra big and it's been extra bright the past few days.
I think Jerry's talking about your girlfriend, Kaiser.
My girlfriend.
Talking about cool space shit.
I love Blue Spaceship.
I'm a nerd. I don't get any girlfriends.
But the thing is, I actually heard about that, and I'm kind of sad that I missed that, sadly.
Stick your head out the window. It's basically the same.
Jerry, I wish you could have been in my astronomy class in college. All the other students were like potheads, and anytime anything about space, like a factoid, not like a weird math question, would come up, the students would start firing back really bizarre questions that had nothing to do with anything. Like one kid asked, "Well, then, how does Wi-Fi work?"
What?
And I think what? I think at the time they were talking about what a parsec is.
Light years are way too fucking huge.
Exactly. So then one kid followed up the parsec definition with, "Wait, well then how does Wi-Fi work?"
What?
You should make that idea into a movie.
You know what's actually sadder? I remember I used to be really into astronomy. I used to go to the library and be a fucking nerd and just read about astronomy. And I was in school. I remember there was a bunch of also druggies and shit. And I would say once we were talking about the planets, right? And I was saying how like over 90% of all the stars you see are actually other suns. And then the other jerks basically started just laughing and shit. And my teacher was just kind of just like nodding and like, good job, basically. And, yeah.
I always get astronomy confused with astrology.
Astrology is for retards and women.
Yep. Astronomy is science, astrology is...
One's to do with space, the other's to do with witchcraft, pretty much, from what I've heard.
The other has to do with selling magazines, basically.
Did you just say the woman's miss?
Yes.
I was over at my friend's house, and I was, like, hanging out with his girlfriend, Cass. We're having a conversation. She's like, "Oh, I believe in all this mystical mumbo-jumbo." I'm like, "Oh, wait, you think horoscopes are actually a thing?" It's like, "Well, I like to read them." I'm like, "I can prove to you right now that they're wrong. I'll just get the horoscope from every newspaper for today. And if I get more than 5 that are the fucking same, then there's a little bit of evidence for you that it's actually a thing." Pro tip, that never happens because it's just bullshit people make up.
Nice.
Hey, the Neo Geo Pocket has an inbuilt horoscope. Scrote. Horoscope. There we go.
Scrote.
That's what I wake up to every morning, a horoscope.
When did you get married? That reminds me of the game The Sixth Sense. Wonderful piece of software. Taboo the Sixth Sense.
You left out the like important part of the title. The title part.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't realize
that. Was it about Billy Joel Osment and Bruce Willis?
That's what I thought, too.
I gotta say, on the NES, I want to play that fucking game.
It's not fun, dude. I mean, I have one because it's the most occult video game ever released, but it's shitty as fuck.
It's just a boring, like, simulation.
Yeah, that was a little bit of sarcasm.
It's worth checking out at least once. I mean, if you want to get your tarot cards read and
it's like
get your
a weird,
horoscope.
It's definitely a weird kind of NES collectible, and it's kind of fun. In a sense,
when I was a kid, by kid I mean like 16, so not really a kid. I walked down to the used toy store, which was selling NES games for $5 a piece. Just got my hands on $5. Good, I'm gonna go get another Nintendo game. Let's take a chance on something we don't know about. So I picked up that game, and by the way, it was like a 40-minute walk.
Sucks,
one way.
Dude.
Yeah, that was at the time. It was the only game I ever returned.
Have you ever played Crab Nicholson Extreme Sleepover?
No, but I love the title.
Hold on, let me link you.
What
to
is that?
Cover.
Can't wait.
I'm playing Hotline.
Hey, Miami. Jerry. I picked up a cold horror movie last night.
A cold horror movie?
I haven't watched it yet, though.
What is it?
The Incredible Melting Man.
Sounds pretty cool.
I only heard of it from a some magazine that's incredibly glorious. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get it.
I have seen this box cover
There's
floating
a
around
to it that describes the game. Let me find that for you.
I gotta see that shit now. Of course, it's on 4chan. Oh, crab, Nicholson, extreme sleepover.
I love that it was just there on 4chan. And it took him like 2 seconds to look
for it. No, I saw it first, and then I brought it up.
Ah, clever.
Okay, here's a Zen pinball update for you.
You're like a conversation magician.
I'm smacking 3 balls into a face of some flame guy.
3 balls of fire?
Into a flame.
Damn it.
What, you are in the here's Krabby. You see Crab Nicholson. He has no mittens. His claws are menacing. Obvious exits are bathroom, kitchen, living room, and Crab Nicholson's ultimate lair of awesomeness. Escape is futile and non-desirable. Run, jump, climb, and drink your way through a world of mystery and fun with Crab Nicholson. Immerse yourself as never before. Have an awesome sleepover with Crab Nicholson or die. My balls exploded from the awesome 10 out of 10 IGN. Nightstand. Look. Your eyes glance over to the nightstand where you see a pair of rubber bands. Take. I'll take rubber band times two.
I wonder if there was some nerd who actually made that game.
I want to print this out and put it in one of my DS cases just to have on the shelf. In the off chance that someone ever looks at my DS collection.
What the hell?
I like the rating. Adults only. Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. Rolf. Jesus Christ, Rolf. Kaiser, are you faking it or what?
He's doing it on purpose to get you to do the thing.
Now he's just doing it for real because he's got the giggles. I would play Crab Nicholson. It looks like a fun game.
It's going to be actually made.
You know what that looks like? It looks like one of the old AJS games.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Like Space Quest or something. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like a picture and
yeah,
the rest is text.
It's one of the early when they moved from text adventures to like text adventures with pictures, and before they had actually the point and click games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know that picture you looked at, Kaiser, you know that's from 4chan, right? You laughed at 4chan humor.
God.
Aww.
You are a hipster now. What you gonna do about it?
Time to pop on V and start ironic shitposting.
Shitposting is still shitposting, even if it's ironic.
Does that mean I have to actually take pictures of my dumps and post it on there?
Yes. Sweet. Yes, it does.
I got congratulations. I'm going to be a heavy poster.
Heavy.
Sandwich.
I'm going to continue my quest to acquire a copy of the Sega Genesis Contra game.
It's pretty tough.
Hard corpse.
Yeah, but it's just pronounced core.
Oh.
like Marine Corps.
Come on, Kaiser, talk about hard corpses.
Sean said it, I didn't say that.
Yeah, but talk about
don't
it.
Don't confuse me with some, not Korean, Hungarian guy. Sorry, Sean, I called you Korean. Or about.
I don't mind.
Oh my gosh! Look at this. This is the East Estonia version, and it has the cover of Wolfenstein 3D with the name Contra photoshopped over
the
it.
East Estonian I'm version. That's freaking putting it out there.
I had the complete wow. box Wolfenstein 3D many years ago, and that is the image from Wolfenstein. That's BJ
yep,
Blazkowicz, or however you say his name.
This is Wolfenstein, yeah. And that is fucking... I want to play this game. I know the game is just it's just Contra, but if you imagine the game Wolfenstein Contra, how cool would that be?
I have the game Contra. I have the game Contra Hardcore, and I got it for $3 in the box. It's one of my best garage sale finds.
Wolfenstein!
Damn, that is nice. Wolfenstein.
That's funny. Yeah.
Is this like the Russian version?
And I love that assumption.
East Estonian.
Picture.
Close.
I like the cartridge. Look at the cartridge. Look how curved it is. Look at the curves.
Does it make your corpse hard?
A little.
Derp.
Can I get out? Get out!
These are my favorite topics on V.
Does this... What does this game normally
hey,
go
dudes.
For?
Hey, dudes! Alright, hey, take a look at that eBay store.
I was expecting to
get
them for like 10 or 11
look
bucks.
Look at the craziness of that eBay store.
And it's okay, a pretty good game, actually. It's...
That's not... Yeah, I've played it. I've emulated it. I mean, played a friend's copy of it. Loading. Okay. For both Rob and Game Boy, getting a brand new game is one of those moments that can never possibly get old.
There's a guy on V that posts as Rob the Robot and usually shows off new shit that he's got. It's like one of the least jerky topics that ever pops up on V.
I kind of stopped going once they introduced Video Game Generals.
I never ventured to VG. Have you been to VR yet?
A couple times when I first came out. It's been a while though.
VR quite a bit.
Is it still alive?
Sorry, but I just saw this hilarious Sega bootleg game. Take a look at this one.
I can't wait. The Punisher, 1994. Can't see the artwork yet. Oh, I love it. I don't want to ruin the surprise. Have you guys seen it yet?
Oh.
That's definitely Duke Nukem.
What I love is that the actual box is the Punisher, but the Punisher kind of in a gay pose, and then it's like Duke Nukem. For no apparent reason.
The fabulous Punisher. I like how he's just shooting into the sky.
It's like he's extra stretching out his ass or something. Like, it's coming out of his... The explosion is coming out of his ass or something.
I like his face. It's
so,
like,
how do you specifically look up East Estonian video games?
Well, it said, like, in the auction, or in, like, the listing or something.
Well, no, how do you look up more auctions that are from East Estonia is what I'm getting at.
Oh,
or are you just, like, looking at this one seller's shit?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this one seller.
The Contra thing came by chance because I was looking to see if I could find another one, not necessarily cheap, but reasonably priced. So I got outbid on Contra Hardcore, but I did manage to get Phantasy Star 3.
The worst one. Congratulations. Kill yourself.
Which I'm hearing is the worst one. Congratulations, kill yourself.
I also got.
What does that matter to you, though? Because you don't like any of them.
$3. I don't know. I haven't played them yet. I didn't like the first one, but I might give it another shot and just use some maps to get through the dungeons.
I liked two. It was
I'm
a lot of grinding involved,
four,
but
VR sucks its dick and says it's one of the best JRPGs ever made.
VR.
It's a 4chan board.
It's a 4chan board. Number 2 had, like, some of the best music on the Genesis. I mean, the game was what it was.
Holy shit, Mega Drive version
wasn't perfect.
Of Angry Birds?
Yep. I actually saw that from a, believe it or not, I saw that from an old like, that guy you haven't heard of.
It's, there's some really weird pirated.
Yes. He actually had a reproduction cartridge of it, I think.
That is a person.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the introduction of video game generals, I think, really ruined it for me, because those threads stay around forever, and I liked how they would make a new general thread, you know, Pokemon general or whatever, and it would be different every time. And now it's like you can never make one, because there's always one that's like 80 pages long that's archived forever.
Just go in there and post.
Yeah, I don't like to do that without having read the thread first. I have like a hang up about that. I feel like if you're posting without having read the thread,
hit the high points. You don't have to read every, just skim. Also, stop going to VG. That board sucks.
It does.
Sometimes I go to VG.
But the point is that the introduction, that's not the point though. The introduction of that board took a lot of good threads off of V. That's what I'm saying.
Like what is specifically were you missing?
Personally, I liked the Grand Strategy General threads, but that's just because it's the kind of game that I like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting it.
I was never too much into V myself, honestly. Like, honestly, the only time...
It's become the only place I can go to read about video games anymore.
Really?
That's because you're so special.
It's fucking... It's a shame. If I go to fucking GameFAQs, man, all the kids are obviously 14. And it's...
Yeah, I've been back to GameFAQs recently.
Yeah.
I was looking
at a board on GameFAQs the other day, and someone was, like, complaining about how strict the mods are. And I really like the anonymity of 4chan and how you can just say whatever fucked up foul shit you want, and, you know, it's okay. I don't have to self-censor asterisks and shit, and then I end up typing different because why would I do that edgy shit where I like asterisk, 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 and you know, fuck that.
Actually,
4chan, I can
like
just type how I fucking talk.
I says, I hate it when people self-censor themselves and that stuff. It makes them sound like a cunt.
Yes. Was that like a pun that
no.
I missed?
I was looking for one, too.
Dislike it.
Yeah, that you said that like a joke. Like, here comes the punchline.
Well, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hey, Jerry, here's a Genesis game for you. It's a homebrew, but this is for you.
Brace yourself.
Can't wait to forget this exists. Oh, mummy, what do you do?
Finally made it.
Is there videos of this on YouTube?
Yes. It's a game where you go around opening up grave sites.
They don't think it'd be like it is, but it do.
Shut up.
Okay.
Have you ever so much as even?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because there was a guy, there was a thread on 4chan where this guy with a really deep voice was like, type anything and I'll say it on Vakru or whatever the name is, that site where you... Yeah, exactly. And that's how we got the introduction for the next round. That guy who's like said the introduction. I got him to say that. And one of the things he said was that sentence. Good stuff.
Sometimes you can text that to bitches to see how they react.
I'm sorry. Well, I found an awesome cover art right here. This one's for Shawnee.
Give me a sec.
You've been downgraded from Sean to Shawnee. So now whenever you write the letter I, you have to put a heart instead of a dot on the top.
Barbarian 2, the Dungeon. Yeah, that one is a shitty sequel to an awesome game. I mean...
I love how the guy
just
is like
I'm holding an axe. I'm like, I'm a barbarian, but yeah, it sucks. The first one had, I think, a porn star chick on it. On the cover art.
Looking that up immediately.
Put in Death Sword, because in America it was called Death Sword.
Death Sword. Ooh.
Hey, Sean, what's that guy on YouTube that, like, decapitates pigs with swords? Can you give me a link to that guy's channel? Do you know what the fuck I'm talking about?
He's the guy who sells, the older guy with the mustache.
Yeah, my retard
friend's
like, I want to get a sword.
Oh, yeah, I know.
My friend said he wants to get a sword that's like battle quality, and I was going to send him links of like the guy slicing up hams and shit.
Cold steel. Okay, wait, just type in
you gotta
cold
love how
steel.
eBay, you look up death sword and it corrects it as math sword.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? Did you spell it wrong?
It did autocorrect.
That guy is the most hilarious thing ever. Okay, here's the
Yeah, he's pretty
funny. I remember actually in the Super Dicks, that was the guy you bought the sword from. In the fictional world of Super Dicks.
Right.
Watch this YouTube video I just sent. That shit looks cool as fuck.
Okay, Jared,
oh, yeah,
here you go.
I love the porn
this is
star
one of his videos. You can check out the other ones too.
Jerry's disconnected.
Yeah.
Really?
He's gone.
Howdy.
See that?
I accidentally hit a keyboard shortcut.
Just want to finish it quick.
There's a link to
Yeah, we're an hour in. Why don't we call it an episode?
Okay.
And then we'll start the next
finish
one.
Finish it here.
Alright, guys. The next round. That's episode 2. See you guys.
See
next
you later.
Whenever.
You can do the next introduction for the third one.
I think we should work things out. I know I said some things about the family circus that you didn't approve of, but that's in the past. I can atone. If you just give me another chance, I'll show you I'm a changed man, and that I love the family circus now. Also, I have an ALS. I'm dying, Kelsey. Please, let's get back together. No more lies. I was lying about the ALS things, but that's the last one. If we get back together, I promise to return your grandmother's ashes. It was wrong of me to steal them. Some will be missing, but I'll get them back soon enough. A man named Julio has them. I don't know what he's using them for. Sex, probably. But I'll get them back. I just need you to lend me a grappling hook. After that, let's get married. In Canada, it's so romantic there. Let's have a disabled kid after that. We'll name him Flipper. And only dress him in polka dots. He'll die when he's 10. We'll have good times. What do you say? Another chance?